Nisus and Scylla. Nisus was a king of the city of Megara, on the coast of Attica. Attica is the area of Greece that includes Athens. Attic Greek is the classical form of the language that comes down to us in the poetry, drama, oratory, and philosophy of the great Athenian writers of the 5th and early 4th centuries BC. To many Greeks from outside Attica, it was perhaps what England is to the other countries of the United Kingdom, the snooty, dominant region that outsiders tactlessly and lazily think of when they say Greece. Nisus had been granted invincibility in the form of a single lock of purple hair, which kept him immune from any human harm. For some reason, his kingdom was attacked by the forces of King Minos of Crete. One day, Nisus's daughter, the princess Scylla, not to be confused with Scylla, the great crashing rock that, with Charybdis, formed such an impassable barrier to sailors in the Straits of Messina between Sicily and the Italian mainland, she caught sight of Minos on board one of his warships as it passed close to the walls of Megara, and fell in love with him. So maddened by desire did she become that she decided to steal her father's lock of purple hair and give it to Minos on board his ship. In return, he would repay her generosity with love. But once she had stolen the lock, Nisus became as vulnerable as any mortal, and while she was still stealing secretly to Minos, her father was killed in a palace uprising. Minos, far from being pleased by Scylla's act of disloyalty to her own father, was disgusted and would have nothing to do with her. He kicked her off his ship, hoisted sail, and left Megara, vowing never to return. So overmastering was her passion that even now Scylla could not give up on the man she loved. She swam after Minos, calling pathetically. She mewed and cried so plaintively after him that she was turned into a gull. Such was the humour of the gods that at the same time her father Nisus was transformed into a sea eagle. In revenge, he has relentlessly harried his daughter across the oceans ever since.